Hello?
Hi, I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested the call?
That was me.
Okay, and this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes. Okay, I wanted to apply for unemployment.
Okay, you want to file a new claim?
Yes.
Okay. Takes about 15 minutes to do it over the phone. Is that all right?
Okay. That's okay.
Okay, and what's your Social Security number?
125-482941.
Okay, 125-482941.
That's correct.
Okay. And your first and last name?
It's Cheryl Brown.
And your date of birth?
May 7th, 1957.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
Woodard.
And your Alabama driver's license number?
It is 741-7097.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And have you ever worked under any other name?
Nope.
And you're a female, correct?
That's correct.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, I am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve active duty in the military for more than 180 days?
No.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
12th.
And if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, either direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The benefits card takes an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you, and there are fees that will be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I have a card, I think. I got to find my card somewhere, but I think I still got the card.
Okay, can you look on it and see what the valid through date is? Because if it's still valid, you can use that card.
I think it is, but I don't have it with me, but I think it is.
So you still want to go with the card?
Yes.
Okay, and by law, I have to read this disclosure to you, so bear with me one moment while I read it.
That's okay.
You've indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan-colored Alabama Vantage card, that card is good until the valid through date on the card, and payments will be made to your existing prepaid benefits account. Otherwise, a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we're required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Vantage prepaid account. The Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fee, no per-purchase fee, a $0 network ATM fee, a $1.30 out-of-network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls and a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There's a $1 inactivity fee that's charged after 12 months with no activity. Comerica Bank charges two other types of fees. They are card replacement fee, which is $4 for regular delivery and $19 for expedited delivery. There's an international transaction fee that is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note the customer service and card replacement fees can be lower depending on how and where this card is used. See the long form disclosure on ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefits card. There is no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, please visit cfpb.gov Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Do you wish to continue with your selection of the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card?
Yes.
Okay. What's your mailing address?
3607 Englewood Drive, Huntsville, Alabama.
And your zip code?
35810.
And is your home address the same as your mailing address?
Yes, it is.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No.
And what's a good phone number for you?
256-468-4208.
That's 256-468-4208. And I have your address as 3607 Englewood Drive, Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35810.
That's correct.
And it's necessary to verify your identity when you're filing for unemployment benefits. So I'm going to ask you some randomly generated questions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which of the following street addresses in Nashville have you ever lived at or been associated with? 2860 Evergreen Ridge Point, 3114 Hillside Road, 321 Balmy Avenue, 906C Grenada Avenue, or none of the above?
Oh, read it again. I'm sorry. Probably none of the above, though, most likely.
2860 Evergreen Ridge Point, 3114 Hillside Road.
No.
321 Balmy Avenue.
No.
906C Grenada Avenue.
No, none of the above.
Okay. And which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? An 82 Honda, an 84 Chevrolet C30, a 90 Mercedes-Benz, a 92 Acura Integra, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Ridge, Mount Vernon, Albany, Staten Island, or none of the above?
None of the above.
All right. Okay, moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Have you worked since the last time you filed for unemployment?
Let me see. Yes, I have.
Okay.
No, wait, let me see. Yes, I have. Yes, I have. Yes, I have. Because I just went back to work about 3, 4, 5 months ago.
Okay. And did you file for unemployment benefits in another state in the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that's not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certificate? I've already asked you that.
No.
Okay. And when was the last day that you worked at your job?
December the 8th.
Okay. 2022.
Yep, 2022. Yep, sorry about that.
That's okay. And are you mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you work on commission or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available for full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal occupation?
Yes.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you obtain work through a union?
No.
And did your employer give you a date to return to work?
January the 6th, 2023.
Okay. January 6th.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your job title?
I'm a cashier.
Okay. And who is your current employer?
UNH, but it's Sodexo.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You want to get?
And a phone number for them, please.
That is...
Okay.
Come on, phone. Don't act up now. Okay, where's my contact? Okay, that is. Hold on, I'm trying to get it. 256-824-3582.
All right, that's 256-824-3582.
That's correct.
And when did you start working there?
You mean at the beginning?
Yes.
I'm talking about like when I first started, when they hired me?
Yes.
Okay, that was January 6, 2013.
Okay. And is this in Huntsville?
Yes, it is.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
None. Nope.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And is this a temporary layoff?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's okay. A college.
Yep, okay.
It's a college.
And do you elect to have 10% of your benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
And if you will grab a pen and a piece of paper, I'm going to give you a temporary pin number.
Okay, hold on. I got it. Aria Jones.
Aria Jones.
Okay. I got it. Go ahead.
Okay, your temporary pin number is 4157.
Okay. I appreciate it.
And keep your pen because I'm going to give you a couple more things to write down and then we'll be finished, okay?
Okay, yes.
And some of these things won't apply to you because you have a return to work date, but I have to read them anyway. So just bear with me, if you will.
That's okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you're going to log in to this website. The first part of this website is all one word. It's Alabama Works, all one word.
Okay.
Dot Alabama, all spelled out.
Okay.
Dot gov, G-O-V.
I got you. Okay.
And that's to update your online resume.
Right.
You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. And this part here does pertain to you. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, then this is the website you're going to go to. It's www.labor.alabama.gov, G-O-V.
Okay.
And if you choose to file over the phone every week, then the number you're going to call is 800-752-7389.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday.
Okay.
And you're going to make your first certification beginning this Sunday, which is December 18th.
Right. Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have questions about the information, then you're going to call this number. It's 800-361-4524.
Okay.
And that completes your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
That's about it.
Okay, well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. I hope you have a great day.
You too now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Yep.